Let's cross to Washington now. And the latest development is President Trump waking up to searing criticism from his former Defense Secretary, General James Mattis, this morning in an article in The Atlantic magazine. General Mattis condemned the president's military response, as he called it, to the Black Lives Matter protests and accused him of trying to divide the nation. Dimitri Sevastopoulou is in Washington. Dimitri, this Mattis article, for General Mattis, obviously former Defense Secretary, how significant this criticism for President Trump?
Hi, Anya. I think it's very significant because, you know, Mattis resigned at the end of 2018 because he disagreed with the president. And he had been considered one of the quote-unquote adults in the room in the Trump administration. And many Trump critics had hoped that he would speak out more forcefully. And he basically went silent for the last year and a half. So he came out yesterday in The Atlantic, and he basically said that Trump was making a mockery of the Constitution. He was an immature president, and, you know, essentially accused him of breaking the law. So it was a big deal, but Mattis wasn't the only one. We had two former chairmen of the Joint Chiefs, Mike Mullen and Martin Dempsey, both Irish-Americans, by the way, who said that they were sickened by the photo op that the president conducted at the church with the Bible earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a lot of people are coming out. But Mattis was certainly the kind of loudest and most powerful voice.
And it's not just former military figures. Defense Secretary Esper and the head of the U.S. Armed Forces, in sending a letter to all his staff about their allegiance to the oath, is there a break between the military establishment and the White House about the use of troops?
Well, there's two things. Mark Esper and Mark Milley both got entangled in the photo op at the church. They say that they didn't know they were going to be used when Trump held up the Bible and for this photo op on Monday, political stunt. So partly they were trying to make amends for that. But the kind of the bigger issue, I think, is that Mark Esper said that he did not support the president using what's called the Insurrection Act, which would allow the president to override opposition from governors across America and force them to accept active duty military and National Guard in their states, which many of them don't want to do. So Esper came out yesterday morning and said he didn't support that. And, you know, we've learned since that Trump was very unhappy with that, because Trump has obviously been saying to the mm-hmm. governors, if you don't put more troops on your streets and if you don't tackle the protesters in a more tougher fashion, I'm going to send in the military. So that's opened up a rift. And then Mattis came out with his article several hours later. So, I mean, yesterday was a pretty bad day for the president. And I think the bigger issue here is whether Mattis and Mullen and Dempsey and General Milley telling the troops that they swore an oath to the Constitution and the peaceful protest is allowed, whether that opens the floodgates and then gives license to a lot of other people who may have been shy about criticizing the president to come out and issue kind of similar concerns ahead of the election.
And we've been learning a little more about the troops without insignia who are on the streets of Washington.
Yes, well, you've got, I mean, the Department of Justice has essentially corralled a number of agencies, you know, kind of from the prison system, from the Drug Enforcement Agency, obviously the National Guard, and kind of brought them all under one umbrella. It's been quite controversial because particularly the people from the prison system have not been telling journalists or protesters who they report to or who they are when they've been asked. So at one point there was even speculation that they were contractors who'd been brought in. But you have a huge kind of police presence, law enforcement presence on the streets of Washington. And I mean, it really is a kind of sight to behold.
Dimitri Sevastopoulou, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at 1.